A blow to his worthy legacy, Kareem blasts LeBron for meme comparing COVID to common cold. By Dylan Nguyen on December 28, 2021. Lakers legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar took a shot at current Lakers star LeBron James, blasting him for posting a meme that compared the coronavirus to the common cold. On Christmas Eve, as the NBA and specifically, the Lakers were sent reeling from a rash of positive tests for the Omicron variant, a highly contagious though much less dangerous version of the coronavirus, James posted a comical meme comparing COVID to the flu and common cold. James' meme was well received online by those skeptical of the severity of the Omicron variant and ripped by the left for being out of touch with science. But, coming in late off the top rope to add his voice to those bashing the face of his former team is Abdul-Jabbar. The 74-year-old who seems to have found a lucrative second career as a professionally offended person called James post a blow to his worthy legacy and accused him of putting lives at risk by promoting vaccine hesitancy. By posting the uninformed meme, LeBron has encouraged vaccine hesitancy which puts lives and livelihoods at risk, Abdul-Jabbar wrote on Substack. The meme's implication is that LeBron doesn't understand the difference among these three illnesses. Even after all the information that's been presented in the press, Abdul-Jabbar continued. Well, since he asked, let me help him out by explaining the difference and how knowing that difference might save lives, especially in the black community. From there, Abdul-Jabbar went on to blast James for not using his Instagram and its 106 million followers to promote the vaccine. However, while doing so, Abdul-Jabbar made a grotesque and awkward attempt to equate racism and the vaccine. Los Angeles, CA, December 27. LeBron James, number 23 of the Los Angeles Lakers, wears a face mask on the bench in a game against the Minnesota Timberwolves at Staples Center on December 27, 2020 in Los Angeles, California. Photo by John McCoy / Getty Images. While LeBron is a necessary and dynamic voice critical of police brutality against the black community, he needs to be the same necessary and dynamic advocate with vaccines, which could save thousands of black lives right now, wrote Abdul-Jabbar. The racism is just as real, and just as lethal, in both cases. If there has ever been a case of a black person being turned down for the vaccine for racial reasons, it is unknown to this writer. But, in Abdul-Jabbar's second career as a professionally offended person and racial angst instigator, I suppose he had to try to work that in somewhere. The NBA has had to suspend several games, and more than a dozen prominent players have missed significant time as the Omicron variant works its way through the country and the sports world. However, given that the symptoms of Omicron are nearly indistinguishable from the common cold and the new variant is believed to be significantly less deadly than previous versions of the virus, it's not surprising that some athletes are starting to question what is really going on here. But whenever athletes dare voice their God-given right to question their coronavirus overlords, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will be there to call them out.